This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, you have done it. Congratulations from me to you. You have done it. The week is over. You survived. It's now weekend time, and we can talk about the stories of the day. Of course, the pipe bomber lies, or that's going to be the focus of the opening of the show. It's, of course, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to discuss why they lie about the race of crime, of people who commit crimes. We're going to discuss Pam Bondi, cinnamon rolls, joining the military, members of Congress. Why don't they have shame? All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's tackle what is probably one of the bigger stories of the day. So yesterday, it was all the rage. Everyone knew the FBI, big press conference. They had arrested the January 6th pipe bomber. Now, we're getting more and more information out. Remember when we had that little talk last night? We've had it before, about how your cell phone, your smartphone, is a tracking device that actually makes phone calls. That everywhere you've been has been tracked. There is a database, however you say that, that knows where you were, how long you were there, how fast you were moving, walking, driving. Not just that it knows right now, it knows where you've been. Your smartphone leaves a trail of you, We now know from more information that's come out about the January 6th pipe bomber that he had his smartphone in his pocket and he had that exact same trail. In fact, the FBI had the information of his walking path. Remember, they had the videotape of his walking path. They knew where he was. They knew when he was there. And they knew exactly this guy's cell phone. So Joe Biden, Christopher Wray's FBI, had all this information. Remember, we found out yesterday, Dan Bongino, the FBI, they came out and said, we didn't get any new information. There's no new whistleblower. There's no new witness of some kind. We grabbed the information we already had, and we just simply found the guy. Which, of course, begs the question, why couldn't the last FBI find the guy? The guy who was leading the FBI investigation under Joe Biden into the pipe bomber, this is a little flashback. He went on CNN. He said this.
In prior COVID times, in any neighborhood, I think, in the country, if you saw an individual hooded, masked, glasses, gloves on, it would have been a red flag for any individual walking around that day. In this case, it wasn't, because of the environment that we were living in during COVID times.
Well, one of the things we wonder is why the bombs didn't go off.
The bombs could have gone off. They just did not go off. In this area where the bombs were placed, if they did go off, they could have caused some serious harm or death.
He was wearing a mask. It's nothing we can do. He was in a mask. He even had a hood. But you had all of his cell phone data. Okay. So who is the guy? What do we know by now? We know he's a black guy. What are you hearing on the media?
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting an explosive device in interstate commerce and with malicious destruction by means of explosion.
A 30-year-old what man? Now, remember, I've seen his picture. By now, you've seen his picture. He's black as the ace of spades. A black man. Anyone with two eyes can see it. Your liberal Aunt Peggy turns into CNN. She hears this.
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting.
Okay. What else are What else is your liberal Aunt Peggy hearing on the news? That was CNN. Here's MSNBC. I keep forgetting to call it MS Now. They changed the name. It's really dumb, but here's MSNBC.
We also learned that he indicated that he was a supporter, generally, of Donald Trump, and also that he has been involved in basically supportive kind of social media interest in anarchist groups and anarchist philosophies.
Oh, yes, the anarchist Antifa groups in Donald Trump. There's a lot of crossover there. This is not about the pipe bomber. This is about what happened and what they're doing now. The Joe Biden, Christopher Wray FBI had every bit of information they needed to drive to this guy's house and arrest him for 4 years. The reason they didn't go to his house and arrest him for 4 years was because arresting a black, maybe BLM, maybe Antifa, I don't know all of his beliefs, but arresting a black man who was anti-MAGA would make their whole narrative come apart. They were building a narrative designed to allow the FBI to arrest their political opponents, which they've always wanted to do. So they found the pipe bomber. They knew who he was, and they chose not to go arrest him because it would have violated the narrative. We got all that. We covered that yesterday. But why are they doing this stuff today? And by the way, I played you two bits of audio. It's on every major communist publication, every social media account, major media, CNN, MS Now, every newspaper. They're all lying about who he is. He was MAGA. He was definitely a MAGA guy.
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C.
Why lie like that? A white man. MAGA, a Trump supporter. Why would you lie like that when the information is obviously going to come out and the guy's family was a bail bonds family, supposedly they bail out illegals? I mean, this is the furthest thing from a right winger. Why lie? Even big lies about the color of his skin. How could you do that? Don't you know your lies will be exposed? Well, that doesn't matter to the communist. The communist doesn't worry about being exposed as a liar. He's trying to be a liar. He has to lie about everything at all times. Why does he have to lie? Why is he so unconcerned with being exposed as a liar? He's unconcerned because what matters to him is right now. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is reading the New York Times and the Washington Post, and she's flipping back and forth between CNN and MSNBC, and right now, the truth, which is actually a lie, is being etched in stone in her mind, and you will never be able to change her mind. She's going to walk in to your company Christmas party next week, and she's going to tell everybody there, after she has too much wine, about how the bomber was a MAGA Trump supporter. And you're going to be staring at her and saying, what? That was debunked like 5 minutes afterwards. What are you talking about? But for her, she lives in a world of make-believe. The truth has now been etched in stone in her mind, and she will carry that lie forward long after Jake Tapper has been proven to be a liar, long after this publication or that publication has had what they published debunked. Then it's too late. By then, the horse is out of the barn. The lie is spreading like wildfire, and even though the original source of the lie has been debunked and looks bad, and all those other things, by then it doesn't matter. By now, what time is it? It's 9:05 Eastern, 9:10 Eastern time. No, not 9. What am I talking about? 6:05 Eastern. 6:05 Eastern time. Sorry, we don't have Eastern time clocks around here. We don't have any clocks in here. By now, the lie's already gone. You can't get it back. The toothpaste is out of the tube. The genie's out of the lamp. You can use whatever analogy for it you want. By now, it's out there, and it can't possibly be reeled back in. So when these news outlets, if any of them choose to do so, when they put something out there Saturday night at midnight saying, hey, by the way, our reporting on this, we want to make sure we correct the record on this. This guy, he wasn't a Trump supporter. Liberal Aunt Peggy won't see it. They'll whisper it at midnight. And then when challenged, they'll say, we issued a retraction. And by then, the lie's out there. 24% of the population knows that Charlie Kirk's murderer was a violent tranny left-winger. 24%. 76% of the country lives in a world that is not real because the communist is okay with lying. He's trying to lie. They will all lock shields and tell the same lie in defense of the revolution. That's how the news works in this country. Remember what they did to me? I'll remind you again, just as a great example of it. I'll remind you again in a moment, then we'll move on. We'll do some Ask Dr. Jesse emails before we get to that. Speaking of lies, it's just a clump of cells. Oh, you don't need that. You don't want a baby. It's going to ruin your life. It's just a clump of cells. Just go down and kill it. You know what? We'll send you a pill. Kill your baby. Vicious, demonic lies that end a baby's life and ruin a mother's life most of the time. Preborn is out there shining a light in the darkness, giving these women free ultrasounds. The numbers are staggering. When a woman gets an ultrasound, she goes from choosing death to choosing life almost every time. It's the heartbeat. When a mom hears that heartbeat in her belly, how can she ever believe it's a clump of cells? The truth is revealed to her, and that's what Preborn does with your $28. $28 buys the ultrasound. And give them as much as you want. It's tax deductible. Save lives and deduct it on your taxes. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. All right, before I get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, I'm sorry. I have to just address something that I can't play for you on the radio because it's not an audio thing. It's a visual thing, but it happened earlier today, and it's just so freaking hilarious. I've been laughing about it all day. Me, Chris, Corey, we were just laughing about it during the break. Chris, okay, good. Chris said he's going to post the video I'm about to describe on the show's Twitter account, at Jesse Kelly Show. So, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, he gets elected in part because he panders so hard to the Somali community of Minneapolis, the Somali community who shows up to vote in mass by voting bloc. They're the reason he gets to keep being mayor of Minneapolis. And I have long told you before that probably my favorite thing in politics, I know it's because I'm a terrible person, is Democrats pandering to black people. It is always funny. It's always insulting. It's Joe Biden telling them that that Mitt Romney's going to put him in chains. Remember the Joe Biden story about Corn Pop? You know what, Chris? Actually, pull that up, please. First, we're going to do that. We're going to do a little rewind on this. Remember that Joe Biden, when he's telling this story, he's running for president. He's in a black neighborhood, and Joe Biden really, there's no lie, he wouldn't tell. And he stands up, he's surrounded by black people in a black neighborhood and tells this story that is clearly made up. And the most entertaining part of this is for Joe Biden, standing in a group of black people, he thinks talking about Jerry curls and a razor blade fight is the way that they'll glob on to you. Go ahead. Take it away, Joe.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, to show how things have changed, one of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, And he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. And I walked up to my car. And they had, in those days, you used to remember the straight razors, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at them, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again, but I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that, not for throwing you out. But I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
Joe Biden.
There is nothing in politics more entertaining than Democrats pandering to black people. Honestly, the latest clip from Gavin Newsom may top them all. He sits down with a couple NBA players, and here's this wealthy white guy from California, and he drops hustling. Wonder Bread, mac and cheese, basketball. Hey, Gavin, take it away.
But also, you know, it was also about paying the bills, man. And it was just like hustling. and so I was out there kind of raising myself, turning on the TV, started, you know, just getting obsessed, you know, sitting there with the, you know, the Wonder Bread and five stacks of,
hey, it's, you know, like the white stack crime story.
Come on. Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Man, I love, good, man, bro. Yeah. Are you talking about me?
Young YG.
YG, but man.
Every day in the backyard, just bouncing the basketball, throwing the ball against the wall until the ball is just like framed, man. And you're
entertaining
your arms
yourself.
That's it. Whole thing.
Just shooting hoops, bro. Hustling with the Wonder Bread.
When you lack shame, that's part of what makes it so entertaining. When you lack any shame about lying whatsoever, you can do these things. Well, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has been out there trying to do the Somali people are the best type thing because they get him elected. So there's a video online. You can go look at it. I can't play you the audio because it's nothing great audio-wise. He's sitting down with some Somalis in a Somali restaurant, and he's eating some slop that just looks wretched, and he's trying to pretend as if he's enjoying it, and he very clearly is trying to keep from throwing it right back up on the table. He's so miserable, but he has to do this humiliation ritual of, oh, wow, is this your famous goat recipe? He has to do this humiliation ritual thing. And it makes me laugh because I despise these people so much. Knowing that they have to go through pain and humiliation, it's something that brings me joy. And I know that's terrible. I know I'm a bad person, but I would recommend you go look at the video. Like I said, it's on the show's Twitter page or X page at Jesse Kelly Show. It's all over social media. You'll see it. One of the funniest freaking things I've ever seen in my entire life. All right, let's move on. We have to talk about dessert and Pam Bondi and crime statistics. We have to talk about Pure Talk. Oh, here's a little headline. AT&T vows to scrap DEI policies, including worker training that called racism a, quote, uniquely white trait. Let me ask you. Your cell phone. Have you been paying AT&T to scold their employees about how racism is uniquely white? I haven't. I'm just asking if you have. I switched to Pure Talk. I pay way less than you do. My cell phone company cares about veterans. They hire Americans. It's easy to switch. They have an unlimited plan that ends before Monday. $29.95 a month for life. For life. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Time to switch to my wireless company, Pure Talk. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos.
Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Remember, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we are live here. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's dig into some more of these, because I know you're anxious.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
Jesse, when I listen to the tone of Pam Bondi's children's story time press conferences... And then I read about communist assassination attempts on political candidates. Pam Bondi's disconnect from reality is astounding. Even more bewildering, why do people above her keep her in office and jeopardize their own lives? Okay, so let's talk about the disconnect from reality first. Because every one of us have to be aware of this. This is something that happens in politics, has always happened in politics. Politicians want power. They want to get elected. They want to stay elected, right? You know that, and I know that. You're not a child. Politicians, therefore, have to figure out what we want to hear from them. Now, let's pause. Let's say you're a politician. You know what? Let's make this Donald Trump. We'll make it about Donald Trump because everyone knows him. Let's say Donald Trump doesn't actually believe in closing the border. Let's say that's not something he believes. But he campaigns on closing the border, tells me he's going to close the border. I vote for him because I believe he's going to close the border. And then he eventually closes the border because that's what I want. Now, I don't care about his heart on the matter. If he does what I want, if he has the guts to campaign on something, make a promise, and then follow through on it and does what I want, that's good enough for me. He's not my dad. He's not babysitting my kids. He's not my pastor. I don't work with him. I don't know him. I've never met him. I don't give a crap what's in his heart. He's a rental car, a politician. If he's going to do what I want done, great. Do it. Sounds good. But we also have to constantly beware of how many people in politics know what we want to hear, say what we want to hear, yet they don't really have any intention of doing it. I've told you before, it's going on in Texas right now. You won't know this unless you're listening in Texas. You won't know this, but it's exactly what I told you was going to happen. United States Senator John Cornyn is a Republican from the state of Texas. He's a worthless rhino, swamp creature loser who screwed us over and worked with Democrats to pass gun control. His poll numbers are in the toilet. It looks like he's probably going to lose a primary to Ken Paxton next year. So, having done virtually nothing that we want for the duration of his time in the Senate, what's all over the television set right now? When you turn on TV, if you watch some college football or something, whatever you're tuning into, I promise you, you watch TV for 20, 30 minutes, you're going to get this on the television.
In President Trump's first term, he made America great, and Texas Senator John Cornyn had his back.
And we're especially grateful to your wonderful senators, John Cornyn and Ted Cruz.
This is John Cornyn. It's an honor to represent Texas in the U.S. Senate. In President Trump's first term, I was Republican whip, delivering the votes for his biggest wins. Now, I'm running for re-election and asking for your support so President Trump and I can pick up where we left off.
Cornyn hates Trump, has said so publicly. But it's an election year. He's trying to tell the voters of Texas what they want to hear. Don't worry, it's not working. The poll numbers have not showed it, but it's what they do. Now, that is a good example of what we have to be wary of. Somebody who raises a bunch of money in an election year tells us what we want to hear without any intention of actually following through on that something. Let's go to Pam Bondi. Older Republicans, older, more establishment, whatever you want to call them, swamp, rhino, whatever, older Republicans, the savvy ones, are aware of something right now. They are aware that the old low-T GOP way of doing things is being rejected by the GOP voter. Some of these rhino swamp rat losers do not want to have to deal with a new Republican base that demands results. We demand anti-communism. We want you to fight. They don't want to deal with it, and so they're retiring. That's why you've seen so many of these never-Trump rhino dork types retiring. I'm going to leave. But not all of them are retiring. Some of them are young enough, ambitious enough. They want to stay in the game. So they don't necessarily want to change the way they've always done things. They just know they kind of have to change how they talk about things. Sounds super tough on this and super tough on that. We're going to come after you. We're going to take you down. You're going down to Chinatown, buddy. But they don't actually believe that. People from Florida will tell you, and my friends and people I know who are deeply involved in Florida politics told me when I was screaming about Pam Bondi on the radio about how it was a mistake. I got all kinds of texts and calls from friends who told me, yeah, you're dead right. She's just a complete establishment Republican normie type. Talking tough, of course. You're going to get a whole lot of this.
Find out who you are and we will come after you.
Domestic terrorists, foreign terrorists, you better look out because we're coming after you.
And if you've committed fraud, we're coming after you.
You better watch out because we're coming after you. Let me be very clear. If you don't comply with federal law, you're going to be next.
Let this be a warning. You can run, but you cannot hide. Justice is coming.
Knows how to talk. That's not what she actually wants to do. What does she want to do? Well, she was the Attorney General of Florida. That's a very big deal to be an Attorney General of a state. How many times do you think Pam Bondi has thought to herself, probably discussed with family and close friends, how cool it would be to be Attorney General of the United States of America? Imagine having that on the old resume. That's the kind of thing that gets put on your tombstone when you die. I was the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America. That's a very understandable ambition. If you're an attorney general of any state, you've thought about it. Maybe you'll never get it, but you've thought about it. Oh, wow, that would be cool. I told you before, when I was running for Congress, people were ambitious. When I was running for Congress, I wanted to go to the House of Representatives and save the country, of course. But more than once, I thought to myself, I could be president one day. Now, we all know that's not going to happen, but it crossed my mind. Does Pam Bondi truly want to drain the swamp, arrest FBI agents, clean the communist rot out of the federal government, save the country? Is that really what is in her heart? Is that really her intention? I don't know. I can't see inside of her heart, but doesn't look like it to me. Doesn't look like it to me at all. Didn't look like it to me before. Frankly, what made me so suspicious was how easily she sailed through the nomination process. They threw a fit when Matt Gaetz was there. The second Pam Bondi shows up, oh, absolutely, she's the best. Come on in, Pam. You're welcome. So the biggest scumbags in D.C. were thrilled to have her as attorney general? Made a man suspicious. Right? So that's one. Now, let's address the second part of your question. Why do people above her keep her in office? You're, of course, asking about Donald Trump because he's the only one with the authority to fire her. Why hasn't Donald Trump already fired her? What's going on there? We'll talk about that in a moment. Maybe he's not aware that you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. What, Chris? I don't know. Look, they have this powerful matching technology that helps you find the right employee the first day. I'm not aware if they have a potential attorney general section on the website. It wouldn't surprise me, though. You don't get to be the number one hiring site in America by not branching out into everything. If you're looking for a temporary employee, maybe someone permanent who can take your company to the next level, maybe the next attorney general, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and get somebody good fast. You don't have time. You're an employer. You don't have weeks. You don't have months. The Christmas season is here. 2026 is right around the corner, and you need that next stud now. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse is going to save you a whole lot of time and headache. All right? Now let's discuss the firing, or lack thereof, of Pam Bondi. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. I really don't need Jewish producer Chris making fun of me. During the break, he mouthed something into the microphone and forgot to press the button. And I yelled at him, I said, press the button, I can't hear. And he said, just read my lips, you're 12 feet away. It's blurry, okay? It's blurry. I don't like to wear glasses. I feel nerdy when I wear the glasses. And then plus they end up hurt, what, Chris? Superman wore glasses. I don't know if you know, buddy, they were fake, okay? They were fake. Those weren't real glasses. He bought those down at Walgreens or something like that. They're completely fake glasses. I don't want to wear the glasses. I can see everything from up close, but if it's driving, if it's watching TV, if it's whatever, I have to wear glasses. But I don't like to be seen in them necessarily because I feel like a huge nerd. When I go to sporting events, I have to wear glasses. When I go to movies, I have to wear glasses or it's blurry. It sucks. I don't know how to fix it. I don't think it can be fixed. I don't want, you said, I know you keep telling me contacts. I understand there are contact lenses, but my eyes sometimes get itchy anyway. And I don't want to put things, I am scared, okay? I am. Is that what you want to hear? I'm afraid. I don't want to put things in my eyes. Back to Pam Bondi. Why wasn't Donald Trump, why hasn't he fired her yet? I hear this a lot. Why doesn't he just fire? Why doesn't he just fire? Okay. I'm not saying he shouldn't. I'm not saying he should. But let's remember this. Remember, Donald Trump is 1 year in to a 4-year term, right? Pam Bondi has, Lord willing, spent a year starting some cases. She started some, right? If you dump her, let's say tonight, Trump makes a phone call, you're fired. He dumps her. Do those cases stall? Well, you got to get someone else in there. Okay, I agree. But contrary to the ad I just did before, he actually can't go to ZipRecruiter and hire somebody within the first day. He can't. He has to find someone. He has to nominate them. That someone then has to go through the Senate confirmation process. Now let's rewind. Do you remember what we were screaming and ranting and raving about on the show when Trump just got elected and he kept putting up his nominees when it came to the attorney general spot? Remember that AG and FBI director, those were the two positions Democrats kept delaying and delaying and delaying and delaying them, of course, I'm sure, so they can destroy evidence and hide all their various government crimes. Well, right now, Democrats are under investigation. You've got Comey, you've got Bolton, you've got Letitia James. You have these communists who are under investigation. DOJ investigation. Now, how long do you think Democrats will delay even having a hearing on the new one? Well, let me clue you in, as long as they possibly can. They will drag that process out as long as it can go. Now, who has the power to stop something like that? John Thune. Low-T eunuch John Thune is the Senate Majority Leader, and he has already proven that he is not going to browbeat Democrats into stopping their evil ways. He's just not. He's establishment. He's going to go along to get along, and that's the way it's going to be. This is not me saying Trump shouldn't fire Pam Bondi. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying, just trying to get this home, don't think that this is some kind of 24-hour process. Hey, Pam, you're fired. You step right in. It's all right. We're good to go. It is a long, drawn-out thing, and back to how I opened it. Trump has 3 years left. What if this is a 6-month process before you get a new one? You've now wasted an eighth of your term. Essentially, what Trump has to do, because there are rumors that he's displeased with Pam Bondi, I'm sure he is, What he has to do is he has to figure out what many of us have had to figure out at various points in our lives, maybe with a girlfriend, a boyfriend, maybe with a job. Fish or cut bait? How long do you hold out hoping it gets better before you snip the line and try for something different? How long? And there's not necessarily a right answer to that question all the time. What, Chris? Chris said, sunk cost fallacy. It sucks, but we have to move on. I'm not saying you're wrong, buddy. I'm not saying you're wrong. All I was trying to drive home is it's not that simple, right? We make things, we all do, I do it. We make things more simple in our minds than they actually are in reality, especially when it comes to Washington, D.C. I get so frustrated, just like you do, at how slow change happens, at how slow it is to get this person indicted or get this program cut or get this done or that done. It's so maddeningly slow there, but it's slow by design. These people spend years and years and years writing laws and rules that make it hard for you to force change. They don't want to change. The United States government is a gigantic criminal organization. It is designed from top to bottom to steal your money and keep these people in power and keep these people in wealth. And criminal organizations, all of them, from the mafia, the cartels, the Russian mob, all criminal organizations design themselves so it is difficult to stop them from doing it. Why do mob bosses no longer talk on the phone? They take walks outside and cover their mouths when they converse with other mobsters giving out orders. Why do they do that? They have put into place systems that make it difficult to stop them from committing crimes. Why do mob bosses ban their members from talking to each other on the phone, texting about things? Because they've put into place rules and laws that make it harder to stop them. The United States government operates the exact same way. We want change. We want it now. You are not an idiot. You know exactly what needs to be done. You know that guy has to get fired and that guy should go to jail and this has to stop and we'll cut this program and we'll stop this. It's so simple for you, right? It's simple for me. It's not difficult. But it is a system designed to be difficult, to be slow. And it sucks. And we get frustrated. Look, it's all right. You can text about
people it. People be texting.
What, Chris? We have to talk about crime statistics and the lies behind them. We have to talk about nutting the dessert. Joining the military. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.